On the weekend, I think you and I are both in disbelief again that we've lost another one, a great one.
Yeah.
From the cricketing community, and not just the cricketing community, but just an absolute Australian legend.
Yeah, and that'd be Andrew Symons, a good mate of his, Gus Wallen, part of the Triple M network. Mate, I mean, obviously, we only know Andrew through his sporting ability and also the fact that he dropped some poor bloke that decided to run on the pitch. Mate, what was he like as a person?
Oh, look, you'd find it very, very hard to find anyone that would say anything negative about him. He was just one of those blokes that, you know, just loved everyone, just loved being a part of whatever he was involved in. He was a tremendous cricketer, a tremendous friend, and, you know, loved a beer. I was lucky enough to spend some time with him in and around, you know, doing the TV shows and stuff that I did with him. And then obviously with the commentary at Fox Sports when I was doing the Cricket Tragic. And, yeah. Simple fact is, he's just one of the nicest blokes you ever want to meet. He walks in a room and you immediately just want to go and give him a cuddle and have a chat. And, of course, what he did on the field was just incredible, wasn't it? I mean, he just did what he did and he entertained us incredibly. So just one of those infectious blokes you just wanted to be around.
I think when you see these sorts of things happen, and I don't want to focus too much on the way that Andrew had passed away and his death and that kind of thing, because that sometimes we tend to focus on that instead of the great amount of work, like you say, that he's done. But how are you going, Gus? Because losing Warnie and then losing this is a huge shock.
Oh, look, absolutely. The last, and Rod Marsh gets forgotten about.
Exactly right.
Well,
yeah.
He was a bit of a hero of mine because I'm 53, so a bit older than you guys. So, you know, the cricket world can't cope too much with any more of these type of things. And all we can do at the moment is say, you know what, we're just going to look after the family, make sure the family's okay, make sure that the service is as good as possible, and remember as much as we can. And then, you know, what will happen with Warnie, we probably won't quite realise it until, you know, the cricket season starts and they're not there and we're not hearing their voices or not laughing at their jokes, or they're not at the ground where we're commentating. So, you know, that's going to be a tough one. But I've had a terrible weekend, boys, to be honest with you. So many people wanting to talk about it, and that's been nice, but it's just I still can't believe that we're still in this situation again, that we've lost another absolute legend of Australian cricket, a legendary bloke, and, you know, all way, way too young.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard a rumour that he basically quit the IPL because his daughter was about to be born. He just said, right, that's it, see you later, I'm gone.
He knew what the most important things in life were, you know, and that wasn't money for him at all. He was a very simple bloke. The last time we spent some time together was up on a boat, a couple of days just chilling out and relaxing, you know, always a can in the hand, very simple. Not an incredible conversation, just conversation for the right times. I remember Matty Hayden said once, you know, if you can't say it in three words, it's not worth listening to, you know. So, you know, just short and sharp, get to the point, and let's enjoy the simple things in life, you know.
Yeah.
I did hear somebody on the news a couple of days ago say, and certainly with Warnie, now with Andrew as well and Rod as well, but it just is so much proof there, and it's a good reminder that life is so fragile.
Yeah, life is so fragile, life is so short. This is not a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've got any of your listeners out there listening now, you know, and they're thinking of doing something or changing their life, you know, this is the time to do it, you know, because, you know, we're not necessarily short of anything in this world, so make the most of whatever's given to you.
Look, Gus, mate, we know it was hard to talk about, but thank you so much for joining us today.
No worries, and lots of love to you guys and the listeners, and let's have a beer for Roy today.